This episode is brought to you by Smart Athletic Kids, SAC. It's a community organization focusing on smart, athletic kids who strive to maintain a GPA of 3.5 or better, dynamic athletes committed to greatness. Hashtag Smart Athletic Kids, SAC. What up? Welcome to another episode of 94 Feet with Coach JT. Please do me a favor, leave a like, comment for me. Let me know what you think about this podcast and how I can improve or do better as I continue to grow and just develop this this journey going forward. Today, Sactown got a special guest for you today. This young lady attended Sacramento Charter High School. She played in the Metro Conference San Joaquin section under Coach Michelle, averaged about 11 points a game, 6 rebounds, 6 dimes per game in her final season. She was also ranked number 90 overall in her class, according to ESPN rankings. Also ranked as number 27th guard at ESPN as well. Spent some time playing for the Nike Girls Elite Team, Cal Sparks. Was also an all-junior second team pick, as well as a 2017 Division II All-State second team honoree, and also all-league MVP, Ryan Walters. What's up, Ry?
What's up?
Thanks for being here. Appreciate you. Man, let's jump right into it, Ry.
All right.
What's going on? Let's go. So, hoop, sports, basketball again. Has basketball been your number one sport since day one?
Of course. I've never played. Well, I have played like other sports, but basketball was the main focus.
Okay.
To get to college, play collegiate basketball.
Okay. Being that it's been the only one, who was what got you on that path?
My mom's ex, you could say. It was really the one that, like, not made me, but helped me touch a basketball and realize my passion and love for the game. So since I was 5, though. So ever since then, I just love playing basketball, love playing defense, love doing all the trick moves, all the bouncing the ball, turning the legs, all of that. So once I got the feel and knew how to, knew the fundamentals and everything, I just grew my game after that.
Nice. So starting at 5 years old, given that was a few years ago, now you're a mature adult now. At 5, who are some people on guys or women's side that you looked up to or wanted to mimic your game after?
Well, I didn't have any women like role models that I looked up to just because I always was watching men's play, and I liked the fast pace that they went at. So growing up, it was Michael Jordan, Kobe. I didn't know of LeBron at that time, so I wouldn't say him. But as I got older, LeBron became my role model. But really, MJ and Kobe was who inspired me more, because my mom's ex would, like, I would watch games with him. We would go through film. And just after every game, it would be just basketball. So, yeah.
So, those two of the greats. Spending time watching film early on. Nowadays people clock their hours. Back then, how often did you say you worked on your craft, right? Like, per day, how many hours you spent on it?
A day since I was young?
Just given a day during that time, like, how many hours in one day would you go hoop or practice or train?
I would probably practice and train all day, every day, and probably watch film for like an hour to 30 minutes to like an hour. It wasn't that heavy, but yeah, okay. That's what I'd say. But
daily. So, and then growing up Sacramento, what part of Sacramento during those young years were you growing up at?
I was growing up everywhere. Okay. I was bouncing from house to house. Well, moving just a lot with my mom and my dad. But in the north, the south, the west, sometimes the east. So
Okay.
just all over Sacramento, I was everywhere, going to any park that I could go to with the basketball, just training, hooping with the guys, mostly guys. So yeah.
So how difficult or easy for you, either one, was it for them to, for you to earn their respect on the court? Because I know, especially back then, you had to be, if you were a girl, you had to be legit to get on the court with the guys. So how hard or easy was that for you to earn their respect?
Well, it wasn't that hard because I had the person like who taught me to play basketball with me. So he was like my advocator. And so he would be like, let her get on the court, let her get on the court. And so anytime I make a shot, they'd be like, ooh, they're like, okay, we getting her next time. But as I got older and like my moves started to develop, I would use those in the game and just be taking all the crazy shots that I practiced, like playing on a blacktop rather than on a game, just to see how it would be so I could use that in an actual game. So yeah.
So put take what you practice into play. Okay. So going up in Sacramento just in general, so let's go to your middle school time. Where'd you go to middle school at, right?
I went to Westlake Charter in Natomas. I was gonna go to PS7 right there. That was used to be connected to Sac High. But then my two friends, or my two sisters I call them, once we started playing AAU together, we were like, we're just gonna stick together. And they were like, and then they went to the school I was gonna go to, which was Westlake Charter.
Okay, so you get to Westlake with your friend. I think that's probably when also the big AAU movement really start happening, as far as kids more so by numbers start going with their friends to go play together, right? So did you guys have a sports team there, even though it was a charter school, or what?
Actually, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. But we were playing for PS7's middle school at that time too. And then so we would go from Westlake Charter. School would end at like 1 or 2, and then we'd go home and then wait and then go to practice with PS7. And that would just be daily or every other day.
That was your
And
routine,
then,
huh?
yeah, and then during the day, we would work out or train. I'd even go get dropped off early. Just so that we can go work out in the mornings at Game Fit or anywhere.
And this
So
is your, how old at this time?
like middle school, so probably like 11, 12, 13. Yeah.
Grinded early on.
It was fun.
See. That's okay. That's dope. So you found passion in the love of what you were doing. It wasn't work for you.
Yes.
So, and also you said that was a goal already, though. You already had your mind made up. This is what you wanted to do long term. That's super dope. During this time, again, talk about pops and moms, just how much of that support factor, because again, me knowing you now for years and being at games, that support's always been there from day one.
Yeah, especially for my mom.
Yeah.
Like she was at every game, no matter what. Even
Yeah.
when she thought she wasn't gonna make it, she was always there. So
That's what's up. So
the support was always there.
you playing at PS7. You got any highlights, any big games at PS7?
There was one game I remember. I did like a behind the back between the legs and made it layup. I remember that's one thing I do remember. And then there was this one game we were playing against a team from Stockton, and we were just going back and forth, going at it. But I think we won that game, but it was just I don't remember a lot of games because it's kind of like a blur. It was kind of old, but yeah, I do remember that going behind my back between the legs, layup, and I made it, so the coach wasn't mad.
Okay. All right, pushing, testing the waters a little bit. So,
Yeah.
after middle school, was it already a given that Sac High was the next spot, or what other options did you have on the table? I say, I don't know, right? You know what I mean? Like, I know it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, a lot of places to think about, or what?
So coming out of middle school, because of grades and stuff, because I have good grades, but so we had, we were, it was between Intercom or Sac High. McClatchy wasn't one for sure. I don't know why. I just think the politics or whatever at that time too. But yeah, so we got accepted into the Intercom bachelor's program or something like that, the IB program. And so once we got accepted into that, we were gonna go there, but we were like, what was the best option for basketball? So, and Sac High was the option, and that's when I was started to play AAU for Coach Michelle. It was like, yeah, seventh grade. Yeah. Because I started going to middle school, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, yeah. And so, since we already had a relationship with Coach Michelle, we chose Sac High.
Okay, so you get the Sac coming from the middle school, the game, also AAU. What's the biggest jump you feel you had to make or add to your game coming in that freshman year? Knowing the history, knowing the level of play you're getting ready to get yourself into, knowing you're going to want to play varsity, starting now.
Well, my uncle, Jason Dillard, he was always, like, talking to me about, like, uplifting me, encouraging me. So I already had that support. So I wasn't really worried about if, like, what I was going to do. Because, like, I knew my capabilities. And I knew everybody that was going to be on varsity because we had, like, practice with them and just played AAU with them, like, since we were in seventh grade. So it wasn't a big jump. It was just actually going to high school that was a big jump because it was just basketball at the end of the day. But what I was really worried about was just how I was going to start, because my main goal was to start too. And I did start a couple games, but I just wanted to prove myself, like, I can be here. I don't need to be on JV or varsity. I mean, on JV or freshman. So, yeah.
Okay, so, and to talk about that, let's talk about that Sac High atmosphere, though, as far as, the school is alone, you know, coming PF7, yeah, you get to see the school, but now you're on the Sac High's campus. How was that? You know what I mean? I'm sure, you know, bigger kid, bigger people, more bodies.
Yeah.
Even though it's still a small school, how was that for you?
It was a lot of black people. I had never been around that many black people in my life. But, so, I really liked that a lot. Got to be with people that I had the same skin color as, and, like, we had kind of similarities in our lives. So, having that bond made it easier for me. And then I like when there are, like, a lot of people. I don't like when it's, like, small, because it's thin. It's kind of, like, awkward and, like, not a lot of stuff is going on. Like, my freshman year was the best year, like, academically or, like, school-wise. Mm-hmm. Not academically, but, like, just the school atmosphere-wise. It was the best year because there was, like, a lot of people, a lot of unity. It wasn't a lot of unity throughout, or like my last 3 years, but that's a whole different story just because of how Sac High was ran.
Right.
But yeah, I had a lot of friends, so yeah, it was fun. I didn't have a bad high school experience.
So what about the gameplay atmosphere now? How was that?
Oh yeah. I liked that a lot. I loved how Coach Michelle coached, especially because people didn't get her like I got her. Like, if you're working hard, she's going to reward you with playing time. And a lot of people didn't understand her. So it's like, if you just stopped complaining and, like, did what you need to do, like, yeah, I complained at times, but I'm not making that a habit. I'm not going against what she says. Like, yeah, it's a whole lot, but that I wasn't really worried. I just knew I had to work hard And really, defense was the main thing I was focused on too, because I love defense.
Right. And you guys played a lot of full court or zone trap,
yeah.
full press, so you had to be ready for it.
We did everything.
Yeah.
Actually, that I remember.
So after
yeah,
that,
we did everything.
After that freshman year, you said, yeah, good year overall for academic, I mean, school, everything. But then now going into pretty much, okay, I have 3 years left to really be the lady on the team, the guard ball in my hands, but also the leader. What inspired you or what motivated you? What did you set any goals you had going for the rest of the time there? Like anything that you kind of put down on paper or something like, I got to get this done. Or I want to do this, accomplish this.
No, I never really had goals. I just loved playing, and that's what motivated me. It wasn't really goals. So I guess you could, yeah, I didn't really have goals. Like when I reached my 1,000 points in my junior year, I didn't even know until Coach Michelle brought it up that I was about to reach it. And then that's when I started thinking about it. But yeah, I never really had goals throughout high school unless it was brought to my attention that I needed to have goals to be better. But yeah, I don't know.
Cool. Okay, so I think sophomore year, maybe end of freshman year, we crossed paths for the first time, even though your parents
I think
and I.
At Kennedy?
Yep. That first year, and you're the one of the first ladies I got on the court with and started training with as well.
Yeah.
Just the, I think those hours we put in on the ball handling and the defense, the jump shots though, the shooting for sure, I think added to the game. What would you say you added to the game or improved on going into your sophomore year from freshman year?
From freshman year, I think it was my confidence.
Okay.
Because I never used to talk. I don't think my skills were a problem. It was just me actually using those and having the confidence to use those in a game that really made me better instead of being scared to do something because I thought I was going to mess up or get pulled out of the game. So, yeah, I think that's what really boosted me.
Nice. So, cool. The confidence goes up. Man. Going to your sophomore year, just junior, whatever year, what would you say was your most successful team season there out of those 4 years? Which year?
The most successful, I would say my junior year. Yeah, I think it would have to be my junior year because, but I don't know. it was at spurts of like successful because my sophomore year, my freshman year, we went all the way to the CIS. No, I think we played Elk Grove for section championship or something, but we lost by 3 points or two. And then my sophomore year, we went to Arizona and I won MVP for the whole tournament, bracket we were in. And that really got me a lot of spark and more offers, but got me more looked at. And my junior year, we won a lot, and we were about to play what's their names? Midi. Yeah, we were about to play Midi, and people thought we were going to get dogged, and we only lost by 9, but the game was close. But it was just we were so underestimated that people just believed that we weren't going to be as good as they thought. So I think because my senior year too, we went all the way in one sections.
I was going to say that was the year you won section. And prior to that, you took some losses. I believe I was at the section.
Yeah.
Both, man. I think 3 years in a row I went in. Close games, tough losses. I mean, learning experiences was crazy, right? So,
yes.
taking the loss at that section at UOP, how was that feeling? How was that on your heart, you know, on your head?
I think that was my sophomore year, wasn't it?
At least sophomore, for sure.
Yeah, we was playing Vandy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that. But, honestly, I was like, dang, we lost, but I still got 2 more years.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wasn't like I was hecka sad, but I wanted to win. So, it did, like, it was bittersweet, but I knew I still had more time to get back. So, yeah.
And we talk about losses. Let's talk about high school. You had a couple injuries in high school?
Yeah. It's called FAI.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, like, the whole term. But, yeah. So, I think it was, like, my junior year during AAU. And I was in a game. We were in Modern Day High School. And I think I had, like, I was playing defense, and I turned wrong. And after that, I'm like, bro, my groin is hurting. Mm. And I thought it was my groin, but it wasn't. It was my hip, but I didn't know that at the time. And so I didn't play for the rest of that weekend. And after that summer, because I didn't play in Kentucky or Chicago because I was still injured because of that. And so when we got back, Coach Michelle was helping me, getting me to a physical therapist down there by Sac High. And I was just telling them how it was and I was going. And after that, it didn't hurt as much. And so I was just pushing through, still icing and stuff, doing stretches on my stuff. And then it didn't bother me after that. So then senior came, and I don't know what was going on, but I was having cramps after cramps, like in my calves, like Charlie horses in my calves, like almost every game. I would have to drink pickle juice before, bananas. Even during the games, I would come out and drink pickle juice because I would catch them in the games. I remember one McClashy game. It's like when we had those big uniforms on because we got in trouble for losing a lot and just not playing like our best game. That's really why, like playing to the best of our abilities. And so we got our uniforms taken. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so in that McClatchy game, we were losing by a lot though. Like, but I had caught a cramp, but it didn't feel like no cramp. It felt worse. I remember. Yeah. Yeah, and everybody stopped going. But then after that, I think I got back in. I don't remember. Yeah, I really did have... It wasn't a lot of injuries. It was just that one injury mm-hmm. that was just bugging me. But the cramps weren't helping either.
Right.
So, yeah.
Tough. So, going through your high school career, again, I see a lot of accolades. Big games. I mean, some big games. What would you say your biggest shots you made in your throughout your high school career? Where was it at, and who were you playing against? If you sure, I know you remember that biggest shot.
My biggest shot.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest shot. I don't know.
So many.
I don't know. It's not so many. I just know I have a lot of good assists.
Mm-hmm.
Or like great passes to like win the game. Or
right.
Whatever.
Okay.
That's
all. That's needed. That's needed. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I never had the biggest shot.
Or free throws, maybe, to ice the game against somebody. What about these McClatchy games? I've been to a couple of those, and those were intense. Those was crazy.
But I don't remember. I really don't. It would probably be that one picture when we beat McClatchy my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when I got MVP of the league that year. But it'd probably be in the McClatchy game. I don't know.
So that was your sophomore year?
Yeah.
How was that feeling to get MVP of Metro League as a sophomore?
I don't I mean, I was grateful. Like, I just felt like I needed to accomplish more. That wasn't really my main goal. Really, my main goal was just playing basketball, trying to get to college. But I was felt appreciated. Like, yeah. It wasn't like a big deal to me,
Yeah.
but I was like, oh, yeah, I'm being recognized. So, yeah.
Cool.
I don't want it to sound bad,
No,
but
that's all.
like,
Hey, that's all you. You
yeah.
being you. That's all you being you.
Yeah.
So going out of having your the high school career, ups, downs, losses, wins, section title here, metro title here, there. Getting ready for again, as we know now, again, you put a lot of the other your classmates who were, all you ladies were recruited heavily at different schools or. What was that like for you? What was that whole process like going, like finishing up your senior year into the recruitment process? What was that like?
Well, I think I committed at the start of our season. So it was like, it was just fun for me after that. It wasn't really a hard recruiting process for me. We were all just trying to go. We were just trying to win a state championship. Honestly, we weren't really focused on like what schools we were going to at that time. Like, yeah.
So how did you end up picking initially your choice of Santa Barbara?
I went to their campus and it was beautiful. I love the atmosphere. I love my teammates, well, my soon-to-be teammates. I love the energy, the vibes I was getting, and the campus just topped it off. It was like its own island, and then like the dorms were on the beach. Yeah, that's really how I made my decision, especially when we got to their offices and I was just like, they were showing me how they played. I loved how they played. I liked how they practiced. They didn't do a lot, but they didn't do too much at the same time. So I liked that a lot. And I made my decision while I was out there too. So,
Okay. That's what's up. So you get down there, enjoy the weather, good vibes, all that. I'm sure down in SoCal. Initially, when you made that commitment before your year, what was the family like? I mean, what was the mom's feeling like at that point? 'Cause again, I know your biggest supporter. Was she pushing you heavy to go somewhere, or was it kind of she let you make your decision?
Well, she let me make the decision, but she did have her say. She did have her opinions, like she always does, in what I should do, or was just trying to help me pick the right decision instead of just going with where everybody wanted me to go. She didn't really have a say, but I told her when I was there, I was like, oh yeah, this is way better than the school that I was visiting at the time. So yeah.
Short flight away from home too, so she could get to you if she needed
Yeah,
to.
it's only 6 hours,
She could get to you
30
if she
minutes
needed
for
to.
her to fly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And all that came into the process of like how I decided to like the distance away from home, like it wasn't that far, but it was far enough to where nobody could reach me like in like 30 minutes,
Yeah.
but I'm still in the state, so.
That's what's up. So college life, first year there, just how was the atmosphere in general, being out of sight, away from home, but just, you know.
It was different for sure. I'm like socially antisocial. So like I didn't go to parties like that just because I don't like not certain like certain things or like I don't like going to parties a lot like that. Or like how they party. So I didn't go to parties at all. And my teammate who I was rooming with, we kind of had the same energy. Like we weren't trying to go to parties, so like I was just with her, and so that was really my first year of college. That being at City Hall basketball. I really had basketball almost all day from 11 to 2:45. Now I have class at like 8 a.m. to like 10:45 or end at like 10:45. Practice 11 to 2:45, then another class, then study hall, and then I eat dinner, and then do homework and stuff like that. And that would just be every day, nonstop. But yeah, I didn't really want to go to parties just because that's just not who I am. But I went to hang out with my teammates at their, well, like the upperclassmen sometimes. But that's really it. I'm boring. So, like, I don't know. I'm not really going to go out unless I know who's going to be there.
Got you. So. I wouldn't say you're boring, so let's talk about that. Anyway, I want to talk about this, since things that take up your time, these other hobbies, I want to jump to this music thing. Like, where did the music, and I see the graphic stuff come about. When did you pick up these other habits or talents you've been working on? When those come about?
During Corona. Okay. I realized, like, since we weren't in our doing nothing, I'm like, I've always loved music, though, since I was a baby. Like, always loved music. And so Corona and everything stopped, I actually got to just sit and write and then just look up beats, write to that. And that's how my music part came, like how I actually found that passion and actually like still going through the process of it. And then with my graphics, I've always been creative and like artsy and always drawing something. So I already knew I had a love for that. And in high school, I had a class, I think it was like computer graphics or something like mm-hmm. that. And my teacher, Sarabia, like he was the best teacher at Sac High. I don't care. One of the best teachers at Sac High. Because like he just, I would say because he helped me figure out another passion, not just basketball, that I'm just going to do it my whole life. So, yeah, that's how all that came. Corona, really. If Corona would have never happened, none of that would have probably been in, like, my head at all. I would have just been focusing on basketball, but I'm glad I had the opportunity to tap into those avenues.
That's what's up. So are we going to continue those journeys with the music and the art stuff, and it's going to kind of coincide with the hoop, try to multitask it?
Yeah. I'm going to try.
That's what's up.
But if I get a MacBook for my birthday, March 23rd, then March 23rd.
Okay. That's what's up.
I will definitely do my graphics for real.
Okay. That's what's up. So we talk about like side things, again, graphics, your own little business. Where can they find your graphic stuff at on IG? Where's that? Give us the plug.
The Instagram is currently being revamped.
Okay.
So that I can get it more aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
Gotcha.
But it's still up and running. People can still contact me there or my main account, Swiping All Day. But my graphics page is at TWO.creations. I think with one S, it was 2-3. TWO3.creations with two S's. So yeah.
Super dope. And we got to take care of moms all the way on here, man. Talk about her dope stone bracelets real quick.
Her dope stone
bracelets. Man, it's taking off, man. It's taking off. Shout out to moms on there.
We need to get her to get 30 orders. 30 orders, and she's going to be so happy.
Okay, so where can they, what's the plug on that? Put that information out there, too, for moms while we're right here. Let me see. Actually, you know what? I might be able to help you out, too, though.
Her Instagram is dope_stone_bracelets.
Yes. Please follow, like, order.
Order.
It's
she
some
does
dope
bracelets
gear.
Every day.
It's really dope, you guys. Across the world. Ship it to you, mail it to you, wherever, man. We plug in our people. and Ryan's mom's bracelets has been on fire lately, so let's keep it up. Again, it's dope underscore stone underscore bracelets on IG. Right, before we get out of here, just again, being again Sacramento kid, going through the process, the grind, just what would you say, what kind of just information, help, assistance would you give to the young ladies, men, anybody listening, no matter where they're at, about just what it takes to get to the next level?
It really takes discipline and discipline and your own motivation, because I found that me, and I've noticed this even now, like, I love just getting up out of my bed just to get up and be awake. Like, that's just been my motivation. Well, not my motivation, but that's what, like, starts my day, and I'm like, I need to go do something. Or, like, you can't just sit around. You can't be lazy. Like, you need to get up, work out, dedicate, and put in the time to whatever it is that you want to do, or else you won't be successful at all. You're just going to be complacent and be good at what you are, like, right now. You're not going to level up. So, yeah.
All right, Rye. Appreciate you taking time out your day. Thank you. Appreciate it again. You guys look up Rye and Rye's mom with the braces, man, for the gear. Rye for the for the artwork, the music. She gonna feef in a bubble, man. Support your people, Sacramento. Appreciate you, Rye.
You're welcome.
All right, take it easy.
All right.
All right.